Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Body and Blood of Christ, and from England we hear from Father Richard Aunsworth, prior and parish priest of Holy Cross in Leicester, and lecturer in New Testament at Blackfriars in Oxford. His preaching today is entitled, Walking with Christ, literally.
A reading from the Gospel of St. John. Jesus said to the Jews, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. I feel as though I should start with an apology, having preached last month on a feast that is apparently not celebrated in the US. I'm now going to preach on the feast of Corpus Christi, which in England is transferred to the Sunday. If you are desperately hoping for a sermon on the 10th Sunday of ordinary time, I'm afraid I shall disappoint you. But I have some thoughts on the Eucharist, and in particular on Eucharistic processions, which I would like to share. When we participate in a Corpus Christi procession, we find ourselves in the same position as the apostles who, as a response to the celebration of the first Eucharist, the day before Christ's Passion, accompanied Jesus on his final journey from the upper room to the Mount of Olives and thence to the cross. We accompany Jesus in response to our sharing in that same meal on another journey. And these journeys have something else in common. They don't look, at first glance, exactly as they really are. Jesus's journey from the upper room through the Mount of Olives, where there was the Garden of Gethsemane, where his sorrows began, that journey looks like a journey to despair, failure, and death. And so the disciples, who've not understood the meaning of their Last Supper with Jesus, also don't understand this journey. Seeing it as a journey to pain and death, they will flee in fear. They don't see that this is Christ's journey to exaltation, to the glory of the resurrection, to his heavenly home, which he will open for those who follow him. And in the same way, our journeying with the Eucharist through the streets might look strange to outsiders. That's for two reasons. To those without faith in the Eucharist, it looks like we're carrying a small morsel of food through the streets. They don't know that this is the bread of angels, the manna from heaven. Under the forms of bread and wine, Jesus feeds us with himself. In the person of Jesus, God has given himself to be our food. And because Christ is our Lord and God, and because his human body has been raised from death to an inexhaustible life, our Eucharistic food is not like ordinary food and drink. Christ is not diminished by sharing his life. All the other food that we eat is dead food. Even bread and wine are made from wheat and grapes that are cut off from life to become our food. When we receive the life of Christ, it's quite different. Rather than our making the dead food part of our life, we are made part of the life of Christ, who is our food. Of course, this is why the Eucharist is not like cannibalism. It's more like a mother feeding her child. The mother is still alive when she feeds her child, and more than that, it's only if she is alive that she can feed her child in this way. The mother, in feeding the child, is giving the child life in a way that causes her own life to flow from her. But the Eucharist is not exactly like that. The baby merely receives life. As a baby, it can't pass life on. But we cannot and dare not receive the life of God in the Eucharist unless we long to share that life. It is as apostles that those 11 men set out on that journey from the upper room with Christ. And it's as apostles that we receive the Eucharist and so set out on the same Christian mission. I said there are two reasons why this journey might look silly. Even if we believe that this is the body of Christ, why take it out for a walk? Well, because, as I also said, like that first journey, things are not as they appear. It looks like we are carrying Christ through the streets. But in truth, it is Christ carrying us, not only leading us on, but holding us up, lifting us high, and drawing us forward in our missionary journey. Christ leads us through the streets of our hometown because he has called us to be apostles and pilgrims. He, our Lord and our God, is our destination. He is the door, he is the way, and he is our food for the journey. We make a Eucharistic journey in procession to remind ourselves and all those who look on that because we have received this foretaste of the heavenly banquet, we can never truly rest until we rest in him.